Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
So welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier, a special kind of update here, Colorado Springs Economic Chamber and Economic Development Committee. And we have Dirk Draper, the president and of the Colorado Springs EDC, and Vinny Persichetti, the director for cybersecurity programs, right?
That's correct.
All right, so welcome both of you. Thanks for coming today.
Chris, thanks for the invitation. We appreciate the chance to be here in the studio with you and talk about some pretty exciting things in the community for this industry.
Yes, and we always like to do a periodic check-in with you know, the city, the state. We hope to get the new governor on, so we're going to turn to you to help with that, because we want to know what his direction is, because we have a change here coming up.
Yeah, and Governor Hickenlooper has been a big supporter of the industry. Yes. It's been one that he's really focused on from his international trips and what he's found is happening around the world. He's been a great advocate for cybersecurity in Colorado.
And that comes right down to here are the implementers. Here are the people where the rubber meets the road, doing the work that the political powers say, we want this to happen, you guys make it happen.
I'd say we're the facilitators. The guys who are making it happen are the ones who have the companies and who are actually running the show. So we're conveners and facilitators to help set the table for them to succeed in the community.
It's always good to be modest. I like that. So give us kind of the from the high end down what's going on currently. We're just going to talk. We have a change in political coming up. But what's going on currently with the city and the economic development here?
Sure. So our program at the Chamber and EDC is a little over a year old. We're operating off of a grant that was awarded to Pikes Peak Community College from the DOD's Office of Economic Adjustment. That grant was focused in several areas, a few of which Pikes Peak turned to the Chamber and EDC for assistance in executing. And I think Dirk has some of those facts and figures that we were able to put together as a result of that phase one grant.
Yeah, more than in the Colorado Springs area, there's currently more than 125 companies operating who are either pure play firms. It's around a dozen companies that are pure play cybersecurity firms, mm-hmm. and another 110 or so, 115, who have cybersecurity as an element of the services that they provide. So all told, it's about, give or take, 125 companies in the Springs area who participate in cybersecurity. They employ over 3,000 workers. It's about 1.5% of our workforce in the area are already in the cybersecurity industry. And their economic activity was estimated to be at a value of about almost $1 billion. So our region, the metro area here, has an economy of about $32 billion. That represents about 3% of the economic activity in the area.
So we had to rank that. How's that rank with maybe the number two, industries around?
Well, I would say that from a tech standpoint, it's definitely in the top five. It doesn't begin to approach the defense spending in this area. Certainly, we're heavily reliant.
So defense is number one?
I would say that our defense industry is our number one benefactor of the local economy.
And if we had to say defense is a certain percentage, do you have that number?
Yeah, if you include all activity, it's about 45% of our of our regional economy. That's direct, indirect, so that's direct, the companies that produce those services. Indirect, which is companies that support them, and induced, I'm talking like an economist now, and induced, which is the companies that support the companies that support defense. So it's all in.
Supporters that support.
Exactly right. So the induced might be the grocery stores that are selling groceries to the suppliers of the mm-hmm. cybersecurity firms. So it's all in, comprehensive. It's about 45% of our local economy.
And if we had to say cybersecurity is only 1% of that, that might be a little light. That's kind of my point where
it's
I was 3%. Going with that.
Well, 3% of
but
our
even
activity.
3% of it, I would say cybersecurity is almost a big part of the whole what the military is doing here.
It is. It's a huge part of what the military
so
is
even
doing.
If it's not specifically cyber, it's mission critical, which requires direct cyber
cybersecurity requirements that tie into local military missions here are crucial, and certainly is a big driver of our local cybersecurity ecosystem.
Okay. Another aspect
to it. Let's take a break here, hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
All right, welcome back. We're talking to the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC, President Dirk Draper and Vinnie Parasicchetti, the Director for Cybersecurity. Before the break, we were talking about numbers and how our cybersecurity and other top economies and industries kind of fit. And you had started with a follow-on to that.
Yeah, two comments I'd add, Chris. One is that average salaries in the cybersecurity industry are low six figures. We're talking over $100,000, close to $105,000 average security, cybersecurity industry. That's almost 2.5 times the county average. So these are attractive, high-paying jobs that are lucrative for a community like ours to attract. It also shows up the strength of our local industry. A couple of industry chapters, ISSA and ISC Squared, are among the top, I'm going to stumble over this one, we'll come back to this. ISSA and ISC Squared rank among the top 3 or 4 largest chapters in the industry in the entire country.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, number 2 or number 3. Yeah. And next to Denver, which is right next to us. So
exactly. We
kind of cross mingle there.
So it's not just the Colorado Springs area, but we're a strong part of the entire Front Range ecosystem for cybersecurity.
And the caliber of the professionals that we have in that Front Range area. You mentioned ISSA. I believe we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4 of their international board members for ISSA located in that area along the Front Range.
We just had one on yesterday, so.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, and you were going through kind of stats as, from your hit the rest or wherever you
were. Yeah, that was a snapshot. 125 companies, 1.5% of our workforce, 3% of our economic activity in the area. It's almost a $1 billion slice of our economy. That's a real impact on our community and a very viable sector. One other I mentioned today, 3,000 employees. The estimate for those companies, those 125 companies, is that in 5 to 7 years, they'll need 7,000 employees. So it's not only a strong industry, it's a growth industry. And that, more than 100% growth. And that assumes no new companies coming in there. That's just from the companies that are present in our community today.
Yeah, so now if you looked at evaluating it, was there any forecasting or predicting as part of this first stage?
So certainly with this first stage, we were mainly focused on the resources that we have in Colorado Springs to better identify as an ecosystem what our capabilities are and where we might have some gaps, so that as we move forward as a community to truly identify ourselves as a hub for cybersecurity activity, we can begin to plug in some of those gaps across town, so that when other communities are looking at Colorado Springs, they see a complete full ecosystem that is truly leading the technology development aspects and workforce development, which I'm sure you know as well as anyone, the shortfalls that are projected in workforce development.
Yeah, definitely. So now the things that you uncovered, the challenges, problem areas. What do you have in that area?
Yeah, Vinny just mentioned issue number one. Number one with a bullet is workforce. Mm-hmm. Again, doubling our workforce over the next 5 to 7 years, it's going to take aggressive efforts by companies and by the community to bring those folks here. It's not a coincidence that workforce attraction has been one of our key activities at the Chamber and EDC. If folks look at a website we developed, a microsite called choosecoloradosprings.com. It's a talent attraction website that we built. It's not specific to cybersecurity. It's for any talent who's looking to come to Colorado Springs, why they should live here. Provides information about the community, jobs, neighborhoods, arts and culture, outdoor recreation, those sorts of things to give folks a feel for what it's like to live and work here.
And it definitely is a great place to live. And not the people always think in the rest of the country, world, Colorado, it's cold. We have like, what, 300 days of sun here a year?
600, actually, we're advertising.
Well, you don't want to stretch it too much, I think. Yeah.
It's true. U.S. News and World Report earlier this year recognized Colorado Springs as the number one most desirable city in the U.S. We passed Honolulu this year, so take that, Hawaii. And really, and that's something we're very proud of, and it's something that we promote in our talent attraction activities.
You know, something that I noticed, you know, I've been here since 2000, but I'm not a native here, is how even in Colorado, the other cities have like a brown cloud, we'll say, over the city. You know, there's a pollution thing you can see. Colorado Springs has always been, because it started as a tuberculosis kind of medical resort to get away from. It's always had very strict pollution laws, and it's clear as a bell here. It's crystal clear. You don't see that almost anywhere at the city this size.
Yeah, we don't get the temperature inversions that happen because we're not in the basin. It's so open to the south and east, and other things help. Plus, we don't have the traffic congestion that some of those other cities do. Mm-hmm. Both those things help.
Okay, so now the solutions to this, are we coming up with any?
Yeah, we are working on talent attraction, providing tools to our employers in the area so that they've got something more than an offer letter to provide to folks that they're talking to about coming to Colorado Springs. If any of your listeners are interested in that, we'd be happy to talk to them about what's available, what we make available to our members and others in the community. They can talk to Vinny. They can call our front office, our front desk number at 471-8183, or take a look at our website, www.cscedc.com. You can see some of those tools that we're making available to employers.
And, you know, I listened to someone talk a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know, I picked up the phone and called the EDC before he brought his company here, and you guys answered. And he was shocked that somebody actually answered, talked to me. And
awesome.
Their company's here now.
That's what we do, yeah. Our job creation in the community is one of our top activities that we do. It's one of the core functions that we have, and it's to help companies grow and prosper here. That's our local companies to help them grow. But it's also to attract new companies, new employers to this area.
Okay, so steps. I want to do this, this, and this. What do you tell people to do? What's your recommendations?
For coming to the community, for growing here, step number one, call us. It's hard to generalize those because companies are all different stages and all different needs. I'd be happy to talk to you. Vinny would be happy to talk to folks about their in the cybersecurity industry specifically.
Absolutely.
Tammy Fields is our Chief Economic Development Officer. And Tammy works with companies. Our staff member will direct folks. Come on in. Love to talk to you about business plan, where you're headed, and how we can help.
All right.
I would also mention that we earlier this year, we soft launched a website. It's coloradosprings.cybersecurity.com, all spelled out. And that highlights a lot of the different resources that are available, as well as the companies that are doing business here. So that's a resource for cybersecurity workers who are looking at Colorado Springs. We have a plugin on that site from Indeed that is predefined to run cybersecurity job openings within Colorado Springs. We have education and other resources for those workers that are considering Colorado Springs. There are references to those different companies in the form of a Google Maps overlay. So if they want to take a look at the who those companies are that are doing business, they can pursue that through that site. And then there's a resources section, an events section, and a news section, so they can get a little more information on what's happening around town.
And I would add to that, get involved with ISSA. Join the chapter if you're coming here.
Absolutely. Several industry groups like that. Even the First Friday Securities, cybersecurity events that you host.
We host a First Friday cybersecurity event for cybersecurity workers.
And so you get something to eat and just meet everybody.
Right. Yep.
It's a great
peer networking,
socializing. Yep. Opportunities for a little mentoring if that's what someone's looking for. And we'd like to give two or three, maybe four different businesses an opportunity to get up and talk about what they're working on in the community.
Showcasing.
Yeah. Chris, if I could mention one other thing on workforce, we're not the only firm in town working on this. We got a lot of partners. It takes a village to build an industry like this. So Pikes Peak Community College, for example, the OEA grant that Vinny mentioned earlier, they actually got their NSA certification for cybersecurity training through that. Mm-hmm. We now have 5 schools. You want to talk about that, the certification?
Certainly. Let's take a break real quick, hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back to finish that comment.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
So welcome back. We're talking to Dirk Draper and Vinny Parachetti from the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Committee. And before we were talking about workforce development. Before we took the break, and other people in town, and kind of where you direct people to, so we kind of finish on that.
Sure. So we were talking about our Cyber Security First Fridays event mm-hmm. that we host, and I'd like to mention Murray Security Services has been a great partner and sponsor in that event, mm-hmm. and has been critical to standing that up and really helping to attract that workforce that we've seen grow to the point where we now average anywhere from 60 to 75 folks a month who show up, and in a couple of months we've been at or over that 100 person mark. So go to coloradosprings.cybersecurity.com, check the events section, and mm-hmm. you can see where that next event will be taking place and when. Getting back to the workforce development options, Dirk just mentioned that we have 5 different universities here who are certified through the NSA as Centers of Academic Excellence. Mm-hmm. Centers of Academic Excellence. The most recent one is Pikes Peak Community College with that 2-year degree, mm-hmm. Certified for 2-year schools. The other 4 include Colorado Technical University, Regis University, the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, and the one that most people don't think about, the Air Force Academy. Mm-hmm. So the Air Force Academy is the only one of those 5 that is dual certified. They have certifications in cyber operations and cyber defense education. And they've been a great partner to this community when it comes to working programs involving their cadets and our local industry through a program they have there called Air Force CyberWorks.
Mm-hmm. Familiar with that, definitely. So what is the plan for moving forward to, I know, and this is the one thing we're going to talk about, bringing companies in, bringing workforce in, growing this industry, making this our primary, blue ocean strategy for Colorado Springs. What's the plan? What's your stages here going on?
Well, the cybersecurity industry falls in one of the buckets of primary industries that we focus on for assertive, mm-hmm. aggressive pursuit. Professional, technical, and scientific services is the NAICS code that falls under. And so we pursue companies, help them locate, and it's a high priority for us to do so. There are some incentives available through the state and through our local governments as well to help companies, not just for cyber, but help companies that are primary employers at certain income levels in certain industries. For example, through the state, we've helped some local companies who do work in the cybersecurity area, get job growth tax credits. So these are incentives that companies receive mm-hmm. As they hire in those categories. It's a performance-based contract, but it's tax rebates or tax credits that occur. There's local incentives through the City of Colorado Springs based on capital expenditures that companies make and some incentives that are available there. And the city and county both, El Paso County and the City of Colorado Springs, both give tax rebates for business personal property taxes. So it's a number of ways that we work with companies to incentivize their location and their growth in Colorado Springs. Another one that we're working on, one of our initiatives this year as we've explored, we're hoping to set up next year a deal closing fund. That would be a pool of money that we have locally and have local control over to incentivize companies in those target industries to come to Colorado Springs to match funding or match incentives from other entities. Mm-hmm. So several ways that we work together. Vinny, anything you want to add there?
I would add that in the lane of technology development, the National Cybersecurity Center here in town has an accelerator program operating under Exponential Impact, which is a separate organization. They have started a Tech Ventures Colorado Springs LLC, which is a local cohort fund to fund, it's a seed fund, if you will, so that individuals that come in with those that technology that's not quite at the stage where it's ready to launch into a business can go through this accelerator program to kind of help hash that out, learn some of the business methodologies along the way, mm-hmm. and hopefully stay here in Colorado Springs to launch that business and attract some additional attention and workforce to the city.
So looking at startups and incubators.
Exactly.
For even, you know, like a college student that wants to come out and say, hey, this is a place I want to live.
Right.
How can I, what support can I have in my startup? My
company? And it's interesting you mentioned that. We were in D.C. last month for our annual D.C. fly-in. We were meeting with NSA. They mentioned that they have five NSA locations around the country. One is in the northern part of Colorado. So as you talk about that quality of life along the Front Range, they mentioned that the employees that they have in Colorado do not want to leave. That is the mm-hmm. easiest location for them to fill. Once they get here, they love it, mm-hmm. and they put in, you know, requests to stay. They have a location in Honolulu that you would think, oh, that's probably another highly attractive place. Cost of living, they have a really difficult time filling positions in Honolulu, which you wouldn't think about. Their Colorado location, they mentioned, is by far their most attractive from an employment standpoint.
That's a common story in the tech industry, not just for cybersecurity, but it certainly applies to cybersecurity. One of our attraction companies we brought in last year, we helped locate an office from the Midwest. Since then, the CEO has moved here, and they just hired a CFO who will be based here. It's not a headquarters relocation, but they have found they can attract talent to Colorado Springs much more easily than they can in their other locations in other parts of the country.
So that's the 100-pound gorilla. You're looking to get a company to headquarter here. So somebody of note, any
that's
prospects,
the ultimate,
that running?
Yeah, we constantly have prospects that we're working with in our pipeline at any one time. And this is across all industries, not just for cybersecurity, Chris. But we've usually got a dozen to 20 companies we're working with at any one time. So far this year, we've been directly involved in the creation of over 1,400 jobs, and mm-hmm. we've got in fourth quarter yet, we have several more announcements that'll be made before the end of the year that are going to put us over the goal that our board of directors gave us this year to have to be involved in 1,500 jobs coming here. We're going to exceed that goal again this year.
And that's across the spectrum, not just in
all industries. Uh-huh. Yeah, all industries, companies of all sizes. That range from literally in that 1,400 number from 10 employees up to 900. That we've been involved with either coming to Colorado Springs or growing their local presence.
So where do you focus the most? The big companies, the not so big,
all over.
Mid-size?
Yeah, size is irrelevant for us. We'll help companies. We've helped one local company that already had 800 employees, not all in Colorado Springs, but their total employee base was over 800, and helped them get some job growth tax credits for adding 250 more employees in Colorado. Mm-hmm. We've helped locate a company of 10 that works in the sports industry. So it really is across the board. We don't, of course more is better. Mm-hmm. Of course more is better, but we'll work with companies of all size.
Okay. So largest concerns and risks is always something we ask. Where do we see that these are things we need to address or are on our radar as the thing that, you know, there's a white elephant in the room, I don't see them, but, you know, where do we fall?
So when we're talking specifically about cybersecurity, obviously there's that concern with loss of intellectual property that we read about every day, and that's occurring through hacks, through phishing scams, and so forth. That continues to be one of our biggest concerns. Is how do we, as a community, become more cyber aware, cybersecurity aware, so that we're able to take some of those basic steps to help protect against against some of that intellectual property theft.
But does that actually help us? Because, you know, the more that type of stuff happens, the more companies need to exist for cybersecurity. Where's that balance?
That's true, but it's hard for us to make a name for Colorado Springs as a cybersecurity hub when we don't have a cyberware community.
So it's kind of like a catch-22. If they're not eating their own dog food, so to say.
It's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to make sure that companies are. You can look in recent history of attacks on a national scale. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most visible, which was the breach of Target Corporation's system, which came in through one of their vendors. It's a famous case in that it was one of their HVAC vendors. The attacker got inside that HVAC system, penetrated into the mothership, and took down the Target system. We're very aware of that in Colorado Springs with the nature of the military presence, with the National Cybersecurity Center. We haven't talked much about them yet. Mm-hmm. And the other companies that are here, that there are many ties across our community. And so it opens those channels of risk.
So we become a target, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
The more we brand ourselves as a cybersecurity community, the more attention we get, the more target we are.
We're already a target because of the large military presence here. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's having a community that's more cybersecurity aware, understands those risks, and some of the basic just best practices to protect against those will not only protect our community, but it will protect our national defense assets that we have in this area.
Mm-hmm. So if there's a word to say to local businesses who aren't yet on top of this, mm-hmm. I'd say that the business community really has to learn that they have to recognize that cybersecurity is not a cost management strategy. It's a risk management strategy. Mm-hmm. They've got to have their systems hardened. Their employees have to have good cyber hygiene practices to reduce the risk to themselves and to their neighbors and to their business colleagues around the community. It's essential that that happen. And a mind shift has to change. I think it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's happening. It's got to continue to accelerate that, to recognize risk management, not cost management.
And one program I'd point to is one of the education and training programs that the National Cybersecurity Center offers, which is focused on that C-suite to help educate those CEO, COO levels about why it's important to understand the mission and areas of responsibility of your CIO and your CISO. Mm-hmm. And how to have intelligent conversations about your IT infrastructure and security, mm-hmm. Security assets and so forth.
So can I just add on to one thing that Vinny said to maybe CEOs or other business execs who aren't particularly cybersecure aware? I lean on Vinny for expertise and recommendations. Guys, ladies, if you've got one of these, if you've got something with an on button, if you've got a computer, a desktop, laptop, whatever, if it's got an on button, you're vulnerable. You need to take steps to protect that.
So is there a risk involved with one, maybe a new political regime not having the same commitment to cyber industry, or other risks with us becoming more too dependent on a cyber industry that you've identified for the local?
I think the risk of becoming too dependent from an economic sense, no risk of that happening. Cybersecurity is a long way from becoming too strong an economic sector in our community that it would sway us one way or another. In terms of politics, Governor Hickenlooper has been a terrific ally for the industry. He's been a leader nationally for that. We're encouraged by what we hear from Governor-elect Polis and mm-hmm. his intent. We look forward to meeting with him and his cabinet and hope that they continue those programs and the
Likewise,
support of the industry.
Look forward to that and see what that looks like, because we've had good support and continuing is, I think, up, you know, paramount to this local area.
So. Yeah, and the support specifically of the National Cybersecurity Center at the state level has been essential. Bills they passed last year to provide continuing funding. The initial bills they provided for some capital investment in that facility are essential for the success of that project.
So as far as call to actions, I know we talked about several of them through. Is there anything you want people to reach out? Who do you want to reach out?
I'd point to Vinny.
Say, I want the CEO of this company to contact
absolutely.
Me and come here.
Dirk Draper, CEO, President of the Chamber and EDC, Vinny Persichetti, our Cybersecurity Director at the Chamber and EDC in Colorado Springs. We'd love to talk to you. If you're interested in Colorado Springs, learning more about our community, contact us through our website. Our phone number at our front desk, 719-471-8183. Love to have a chance to visit.
All right. And thanks a lot for joining today. I think that says it all.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Chris, thanks for the invitation. Good to see you again.
The views or opinions expressed during this podcast are not those of Colorado Technical University.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.